Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are closing in on Thanksgiving on Thursday. Man, do I love Thanksgiving.
It doesn't get enough run. Everyone's already Christmasing. Everyone's already doing the decorations, whatever. We look past Thanksgiving, and that is wrong. I need to stand up for Thanksgiving. It's the best day we have.
It's a holiday about food and family, two of the greatest things we have on this planet. And then somewhere along the way, like a century ago, football got crowbarred into it. And now those three things are synonymous.
And it worked. The NBA is trying to do it, too. They're like, there's going to be some basketball games, too.
Stop. Stop what you're doing.
I love the NBA. Everyone knows I love hoops. This is a day where we have delicious, starchy sides. That's what the day's about. And football. It's perfect.
Let's go to Chris in Annapolis. What's up, Chris? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude.
Chilling.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going to the game on Thursday, like Grant. I think it's going to be pretty pathetic, and I think the whole atmosphere is really going to be people like me that love their family dearly but would love to sneak away instead of watch the game on the couch and going with the youngest brother, my two best buds, and just going to have a little tailgate, you know, enjoy ourselves.
Are you a season ticket guy, or did you get him special?
So we, former season ticket, my buddy used to have the 8-game-a-year situation lined up for us, and we go to about 2 or 3 a year. And,
that's awesome.
You know,
are you like
we're all going to be home, so we're doing it up.
I'm worried that it's nationally televised and it's going to look really bad.
It's going to look bad, Grant. People like you and I should rally a tailgate together and at least keep the spirit alive to for those that are not giving up and yeah. Not just
And here's
shying away
thing.
On giving Snyder money.
Honestly, Chris, here is the good thing, I think. Maybe I'm taking the wrong tact here because it could be viewed more positively. Like, we need to celebrate the tailgate Teds rather than kind of calling out the people that aren't doing it. Because it's not that what they're doing is wrong. It's what the other people are doing is just the way to have a great sports town, the way to have a great environment, the way to properly support and endorse a team. Because the argument against doing it is, well, I've been dealing with this for 25 or 30 years. And to that, I tell you, that ain't Chase Roullier's problem as he's trying to throw a block this weekend.
Right.
That's not Jay Gruden's cross to bear or Kirk Cousins' or Josh Doxson's or Zach Brown's or DJ Swearinger, who signed here this year and is flying around laying his body on the line for you. That is Albert Haynesworth's, and it's partially these guys, and it's the players before them. But in a lot of ways, it makes it less exciting to be a Redskin, to sign with the Redskins, to want to come to this organization if the atmosphere is so bad. And if you're not good at home, it's harder to have a great home record. And if you don't have a great home record, it's harder in some way to win. And I think it kind of is this self-fulfilling prophecy where it all kind of eats itself. Like, yes, the reason we got here is because of the team, but it doesn't help the team be any better. Carl, Fredericksburg, what's up?
What's up, Carl?
Well, you know, it's exciting to sit in the stadium, I'm assuming, because I haven't done it before, but, you know, it's supposed to be really fun and electrifying to be there, you know, in an NFL game, but the biggest problem is the average person, you know, like myself, that haven't been to a game, you know, that want to go. I mean, you're talking, I think, Grant, you mentioned about the parking, which is probably an arm and a leg, and then if you have kids, wife and kids, say a family of four, I mean, I'm assuming you're probably talking about over $400 just to go, you know, and sit and enjoy the game, you know, and the ones that suffer the most is the fans. I mean, even if the team, let's say hypothetically the Redskins were undefeated, then the ticket prices will be even higher. They'll be hard to get, you know, but now we're on the flip side of that. Now, I heard you can get tickets, you know, for about $7, and you best believe I'll be online trying to see if I can find something, you know, that inexpensive. But the owners are the ones that still make out like a fat rat, you know, no matter what end of the spectrum your team is on.
And that's what I wanted to bring up. And that's what I wanted to bring up. I think a lot of fans, have trouble, and I know I'm one, my dad's one, and tens of thousands of other people where they go, it's going to Dan Snyder. And that doesn't sit well with me. That's annoying. Now, the other side of that is when opposing fans buy those tickets, it still goes to Dan Snyder. So you didn't really win. This week, if there's nobody there, then the fans kind of struck back a little bit. Say, hey, Dan, you can't run it this way. You got to do what you're supposed to do. And he hasn't in nearly three decades. Maybe that's something.
And if I could say something real quick, the TV revenue, they're making money off of that alone also.
Yeah, that's true. You're 100% correct. I do think the issue people have with Dan Snyder is a massive problem. My concern is that that isn't fixable, and he's not going anywhere.
Right.
So does that just mean that we don't properly go to games for a long time?
I think for a lot of fans, yeah.
I mean, if they start winning again, then you go to the games? That feels fair weathery to me. Dave, Southern Maryland, what's up?
How you doing, Grand Danny?
What's up, bud?
Good. How are you?
Okay, listen, ever since Dan Snyder took over, he keeps bringing all these old Redskin coaches and players back, like that's going to bring back the 80s. We need a new scouting department that can evaluate talent and bring in people like other teams do, like Philadelphia. Dan Snyder does not know what he's doing. Until things change around here, it's going to be the same old stuff, just like it has been the last 30 years, sir.
That's all fair, but what do you think about what we're asking, which is Thursday, what is FedEx Field going to look like? And should we as Redskins fans feel bad, or should we be embarrassed if, let's say, it's 50-50 or 60-40 Giants fans and a lot of empty seats?
Sir, I think the Redskins fans are already embarrassed. It's been like this for years. People have just started talking about it. When Dallas, Philadelphia, New York Giants, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh comes here, it's always like that, Danny.
It is. Thank you for the call. Maybe I'm wrong. I worry that this week will be worse.
Yeah, I think this is going to be worse.
I actually think this could be the worst stadium game in terms of what it looks like aesthetically of all of the games that we've talked about over several years stretch. I really believe that because of the Thanksgiving element. I wouldn't be doing this if it was Thursday night next week and Dallas was in town instead of at Dallas. But because it's Thanksgiving, and this is not something I fault people for, you're less likely to leave your house. I understand that. It's going to be cold. The team is 4-6, and they're playing a bad Giants team. This feels like the sum of all of the storms coming together for one.
Everything possible, the confluence of events.
Right.
Here's your
major Richter-scale damage.
Here's your perfect storm. Here's your Jason Bishop storm chaser moment.
Let's go to Tailgate Ted. You know he's going to be there, and he's probably cooking for hundreds of people. What's up, Tailgate?
Ted, we're...
What's going on, boys? How you doing today?
Hey, man.
Good.
So I can't speak about other fans that aren't going to be there, but we average about 300 people each week, and we've got 350 that told us they're going to be there at least.
Wow,
so
that's great.
From that standpoint, I mean, there will be fans there. I don't know if they're all going to be sitting in the section around me, but there are people that are still coming out. They're still tailgating. We all plan on hanging out and watching the early games on the Jumbotrons out there and, you know, having a day of it.
Folks, I mean, as we said, Ted, and we even reference you by name, there's going to be Teds. There's going to be the guys that live and breathe this
thing.
But
how many of them are left? There used to be 65,000.
I think now there's 25,000.
Yeah, there's like 15,000 to 20,000 Teds.
Would you agree with that, Ted? That ballpark?
I would agree with that, and I think partially some of that's because the team hasn't been as good. So you don't need to buy season tickets to cherry pick the games you want to go to. Mm-hmm. You can wait for this Thanksgiving game and get lowers in my section for $70 versus paying the $150 I'm paying. So economically, they don't have to buy season tickets to go. And then if the team isn't doing well, I mean, for example, Christmas Eve could be even worse,
yeah,
considering what the team could look like in December.
Because to me, it's all value. And I think people have woken up that when you get charged a regular season price for terrible preseason games, that the team itself, by its own admission, doesn't take seriously. And you know, you're playing starters less and less. But if you get season tickets, that's included and folded in. Less people are doing that. You start adding up all these different things, and I think Ted's right. People are going to cherry pick more.
At 11 o'clock, we'll get into the decision of Oklahoma to strip the captain's C and bench their starting quarterback and Heisman favorite Baker Mayfield for something he did against Kansas. We'll tell you that story and what's going on there coming up in about 18 minutes. Let's put a bow on this conversation with your calls next. 800-636-1067. Your predictions for what Thursday might look like at FedEx Field. If you're going to the game, we want to hear from you. Are you not going to the game and you have tickets? Why not? Grant and Danny on the Fan.